And of course you didn't get that belt changed when the mechanic recommended it. Because why would you when you can save $30 and just do it yourself, right? Yeah, and how'd that work out? You're stranded. Good going, dummy. Oh, great. Sign says the next town is 4 miles away. It's definitely gonna be fully dark by then. I hope it doesn't start snowing before I get there. Walking should keep me relatively warm, at least. Warmer than just sitting in the car waiting to be rescued. Not having cell reception out here completely sucks. Is that smoke? From a chimney up ahead? Maybe there is a house out here after all. Looks like there might be a driveway up ahead a bit, actually. I think I hear something. What is that? Hello? Is there someone who can help me? Oh, hi there. I didn't realize anyone was going to be out here this far into the woods, but I saw the smoke and, I figured... Listen, my car broke down a few miles back and... My gosh. You're a big man. And that's a big axe. No, you're fine. I didn't expect to find anyone out here, let alone a man so big and attractive. You're like a real lumberjack, aren't you? Flannel shirt, axe, beard. Wow, impressive. Anyways, I was driving through, trying to take the scenic route, I guess, and the belt snapped on my car engine, so I need to get it replaced. Could you help me out? Do you have a phone I could use, or... Let me guess, no reception up here either, huh? I would ask for a ride to town, but it's starting to snow. Probably way too dangerous to be on that winding mountain road. What am I gonna do now? You know, it's fine. I could walk back to my car for the night, or... Would you mind giving me a lift back to my car? I'd like to get there before dark if I can. No, I promise, I'll be fine. I have a sleeping bag in there, I can hole up until morning and then just walk to town once the snow is cleared a bit. Might get better reception in the morning too once the storm has passed. I'm sure it'll be fine. What? What do you mean I could just stay here? With you? In your cabin? I don't even know you. What if you're like a serial killer or something? And you don't know me either. Well, I mean, yeah, I am a little cold. A lot cold, actually. I don't want to impose. Are you sure? And I'll be safe with you, yeah? Okay, good. I'm gonna trust you. We're both adults. We can figure this out. Just two normal adults alone in a cabin in the woods. I know we don't know each other, but I'm sort of desperate here. I really appreciate the help. Thank you. Sorry I interrupted your wood chopping. You did all this today? Wow. That must be tiring. Do you mind if we go in? I didn't realize how fast it gets dark up here, and it's getting pretty cold out. Especially now that I'm not walking. God, I hope this is okay. Oh, wow, it's nice and warm in here. Oh, my coat? Thank you, what a gentleman. Do you live alone out here? No, Mrs. Lumberjack keeping you company? Sorry, that's just my attempt at humor. Failed attempt. I'm still a little nervous about all this. I didn't mean to get myself stranded out here with a strange, albeit handsome, man. I'm usually way smarter than this. Not really the damsel in distress type. This cabin is so beautiful. Did you build it yourself? From the ground up? Wow. That must have taken you forever. Even that stone fireplace? And the location, it's truly picturesque. You can see the rest of the valley from up here. Well, I am still a little cold and kind of thirsty. I could use a drink, or I could make us some tea or hot cocoa if you have it. Just as a thanks for your hospitality. Oh, no, it's completely fine. I can manage. So, why here? It's certainly remote, and honestly, you don't strike me as the loner type. What was it, a bad breakup? Oh, shit. I'm right, aren't I? Oh, God, I'm so sorry. She just left you one day? When did this happen? Shit, I'm so sorry. I've been there too. Not quite so abruptly, but I get it. It stings when it's that quick. Sometimes it hurts more than if you'd seen it coming for a while. I just... Wow, that's rough. Maybe we do need something a little stronger. Just to steady my nerves. Whiskey? Yeah, that sounds perfect, actually. You have a kettle and some tea, though, right? Then I'll make mine into a hot toddy. Have you ever had a hot toddy? It's whiskey, or you can use bourbon, I guess. And tea or hot water, lemon, honey. You can get fancy and add a cinnamon stick or some fresh grated nutmeg. It's a good drink to warm you up on a cold night like this, for sure. Even cure the common cold, so they say. How long have you lived here? So, I guess it's all you really need now, huh? Just this solitary cabin, a place to call your own, and your own strong hands to do the work, hmm? Oh, you're bleeding a little on that knuckle, do you see? Must have knocked it when you were putting those last logs down. We should bandage that up later. Oh, your hands are so rough, but I like them. Means you're a hard worker, dedicated and rugged. I don't know who in their right mind would leave a guy like you. Oh, the tea's ready. First, the whiskey. Yep. And then top it off with the tea. And a little honey. Okay, a lot of honey. I guess you have a sweet tooth, huh? Here you go. Oh, sorry. Yeah. My hands are still freezing. Oh, sure. Let's sit closer to the fire. Probably not a bad idea. What do you think about the drink? Good, I'm glad. I always like introducing people to something new. So I'm guessing you aren't really in the business of rescuing strange women who aren't keen on their car upkeep, right? Hey, I knew enough to know what was wrong with it. And even if I've never changed a belt before, if I had the part and my tools, I probably could have figured it out. That's why I was going to walk to town, foolish as it may have seemed. I'm sure all this mountain driving has been hell on my engine anyways. I guess I'm lucky nothing else happened. Well, still, you probably saved me tonight. I'm sort of... Maybe sometimes I act too independent for my own good. I think I would have been in real trouble tonight, so... Thanks. How's your hand? Oh, it looks better. I think my hands are warming up, but They'd warm up faster if you held them, I bet. Oh, look, the snow is really coming down now. I bet it's so pretty up here with the moonlight. Everything would look bright even on a dark night. The way the snow just cascades down. It's just so soft and silent. I must get lonely up here. Do you ever get lonely? That's why I came up here, actually. I just like being alone out here. I think giving into the loneliness makes me feel small, but not in a bad way. It just makes me feel a little more connected to myself, I guess. No one around, just all the sounds of the woods and the birds. Somehow I think it makes me feel like whatever I'm doing is important, because if I'm the only person here, that must be significant, right? This moment in time, this exact place. No one else chose to be there but me, you know? I just wanted to photograph some of the landscapes around this mountain, and I was trying to beat the first blizzard of the season, but I might have missed my chance now. You really have a great view up here. I may have to take my camera out in the morning light if we aren't too snowed in. Really? You think I'll have another chance? Maybe you're right. There's always another chance. What? What are you doing? God, you're warm. Or maybe it's the fireplace. Those strong arms around me. You smell like the woods. You smell like sawdust and sweat and snow and whiskey. Like a man. Wait, let's just pretend, okay? Let's just have this night together, uninhibited and unencumbered by everything and everyone else. Just you and me tonight, in this cabin, by this fireplace, in each other's arms. Please? You can have me. I didn't imagine this is the way this night would go, but you're so gentle with me. Can I show you my gratitude? You did help me after all, and you didn't have to. Shh, it's okay. I want to. And I'm pretty sure you want this too. I can tell by that hungry look in your eyes, by how desperately you're kissing me, and by how hard you're getting inside these pants. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I knew you would taste good. When was the last time someone took care of you like this and sucked your cock? It's been a while, hasn't it? I can tell you're holding back. You don't have to hold back. Just relax. Just let me do this for you. And when was the last time anyone paid attention to these balls? So nice and heavy. I said relax, you don't have to worry. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, you do taste so good. You don't have to hold back. If you want to come, I want you to come in my mouth. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's right. Come inside my mouth, baby. Come inside my mouth. That's it. Doesn't that feel better? You taste so good. I haven't done that in a while either. I don't know what got into me. Fuck, you're so sexy. Is this real right now? Me being cuddled by the sexiest mountain man I've ever seen in front of a fire. I feel like I'm in a romance novel. You hungry for more? I can tell you are. You don't have to be a gentleman right now. I want you to get on top of me and fuck me until we're both completely spent. Fuck me until we both forget why we're up here on this mountain. Don't hold back. I want this. I want you. Oh, that's right. Take my pants off. Oh, yes. Get on top of me. Fuck, I'm so wet for you already. Yes. Oh my god. Yeah, oh my god, you're so big. Yes. Oh my god. Yes, fuck me. Oh my god. Oh, you're so big inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, keep going. Oh, get deeper. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, let me wrap my legs around you. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Fuck. Yes, keep going. Oh my god. Oh, so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yes, baby. Don't hold back. Don't you fucking hold back. Yes, yes. Yes. Make me come, baby. Make me fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh my god. Oh, yes. 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 Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, keep going, baby. I want you to come inside me. Please. Yeah. It's okay. Just come inside me. Oh. Oh, fuck. That's it. Yeah. 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 Oh, god. I want to feel it. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, my god. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so good. Oh. Oh, it was good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I should stay another night. It doesn't seem like the snow's gonna let up anytime soon, and I don't want to be anywhere else but in your arms right now. If that's okay with you. Should we put another log on the fire?